But I did visit my. Oh my God, dude, am I stroking out? I did finish book 7 of The Drizzt.
Another one?
You don't even need to worry about it ever.
I'll be a Huckleberry.
God. I'm here, the one that is your Huckleberry. I swear that used to be the line.
Okay.
Doesn't even make sense. Okay.
I'm about to send you a bunch of stuff. You just read your little silly story. Hey kids, welcome back to your favorite podcast, That Would Be Rad, a podcast that majors in 80s and 90s nostalgia, comic culture, all things paranormal, and minors in retro video games, tabletop RPGs, pre-internet mysteries, and raising our kids to be half as cool as we were back in the 80s. I'm your host, Tyler Bentz, and this is my other host,
Woody Brown. Your other host, huh?
Yeah, just my other host.
Good to know.
Well, is that right? Well.
I mean, it's your podcast now, right? I guess so.
should we start over?
No, man. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Look, man, I know we probably have a ton of stuff that we need to talk about. Mm-hmm. Look, we need to talk about the 80s fantasy face-off. But, man, I'm just kind of on fire today, bro.
Hey, real quick before you get on fire.
Okay.
Are you caught up on WandaVision?
Oh, my God. Dude, I'm so glad you brought that up, even though you did so in such a disrespectful way just then by just interrupting me.
I knew how excited you were.
You know I'm so ready to complain about stuff.
No, go ahead.
We'll
circle back.
No.
We'll circle the wagon.
Let's get in a good mood first. Let's talk about WandaVision for just a second. Holy crap.
Spoiler alert.
Amazing. If you haven't watched the season finale of WandaVision, mm-hmm. or the entire series, go watch it before you listen to the rest of this episode.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to hear spoilers. We kind of talked about WandaVision a couple episodes ago when we just kind of reviewed the first two episodes, and I'm glad that we did, man, because I got to tell you, there were plenty of people, even just kind of outside of my circle, that happened to see that we reviewed it and kind of were like, yeah, man, I was wondering, like, ooh, I don't really know. Mm-hmm. Every single episode just kept on getting better,
and
better and better. Mm-hmm. And I do love, it really seems like, yes, they had sort of the general audience in mind, but for the most part, man, they kind of, with this series specifically, they kind of said, you know what? We're just going to make what we think is going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. And if you just want to like stick with like the easy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, go watch Aquaman. Dude, I thought the finale was fantastic, man. I can't believe we didn't even talk about it until now.
I know, we literally just, Woody and I were at a child's birthday party yesterday and didn't even talk about it.
I mean, where do you begin with that episode, man?
Well, I'm still a little confused on how we're going to move forward. It left a whole bunch of sort of unresolved.
Yeah.
Sort of points.
But in a way, that's even more exciting because that means there's going to be another season.
Well, no, but I think
I think I said series finale earlier. I meant to say season finale, thankfully.
Kind of same thing.
Well, series finale means
like
end
final.
Of series.
Yeah.
Unless you're British and you call every season series, like series one, series two. Go ahead.
I think that... To me, the whole time though, I kind of felt like it was setting things up for the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, mm-hmm. and so I'm thinking that there's a few things that the way it ended are kind of like going to lead into that, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
And yeah, and I don't know, you know, admittedly, much about. I mean, truly, man, and this can really kind of anger a lot of the comic fans that are our listeners. I really wasn't into Doctor Strange until the movie. And that sounds kind of terrible, probably, I guess. I don't know. I just, you know, even whenever I heard they were making a Doctor Strange movie, I was kind of like, oh, really? That's interesting. Dude, I love that character.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so it was cool because it opened up a whole new, you know, run of comics that I'd never read before. And I really like it, man. I don't know. I'm excited about that movie, but I don't know too much about it. I don't know much about how it's going to kind of intertwine with WandaVision. Now, one thing that I think you mentioned to me a while back was when Vision is that sort of like monochrome color.
Oh, yeah.
In the comics, like originally or what?
Well, so when I was a kid, I picked up a copy of, it was West Coast Avengers, mm-hmm. Which was kind of like a, B-level Avengers, but I loved it. John Byrne was the artist. He's amazing. It was when the Vision kind of came back. So we had the white suit, all white, and it was similar to the original sort of appearance of Vision. So he's like huge. He's holding his hand out, and I think it says, "Behold the Vision." And then, you know, it shows the other characters at his feet, and he's giant. But, you know, this is the one where he has the white suit. So that's how I first discovered the Vision. I didn't even know he ever had the green and red suit until much later.
Mm-hmm. I want to say I have, I don't know if it's in the Infinity Gauntlet or not, but I swear one of the books that I have, mm-hmm. he's in that like all white suit.
White costume. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, with kind of what happened at the end there, when he's kind of face to face with the monochrome version,
mm-hmm.
and does he basically transfer himself into that? Is that what happened?
I can't really remember what actually happened in the comics. I don't think, I mean, at least as a kid, I know that I didn't have the issue if that's what happened eventually in that run. But yeah, I never remember like the two of them fighting or anything.
Yeah, but I mean, in the show, in the actual episode, you know, he puts his hands on him and he's like, and it's like he fills him with all those memories and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the very end, like the her world is like kind of like coming in, crashing in,
mm-hmm.
and oh well, I guess he does disappear, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, but actually, now that you're saying that, what happens to, so the other one's gone or dead, right? In the white,
I don't know. It kind of like panned away and went outside the building. He just comes out of there by himself.
Mm. Weird,
dude. How bad the bone was Wanda's like just costume as
yeah,
a sort of like
or,
like the crown and stuff like started appearing in her like helmet.
Yeah.
Golly, man.
And I am a big fan of her when she the Halloween episode
mm-hmm.
where she's kind of dressed her and Vision both. I love it. Mm-hmm. It was a perfect
such a cool way.
Yeah, it was such a cool like sort of motif to like you know, pay respect to the old costume while also sort of you know, being self-aware of how sort of kitschy
mm-hmm.
it would look on a real person, you know.
Yeah.
I thought they did a great job. One thing I didn't really, and, you know, I'm like a pretty big comic nerd, and I didn't know anything about Agatha. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Agnes?
Yeah.
Agatha?
Me neither.
I didn't know anything about her. I looked her up, and she's, like, in the comics, she's just like an old lady.
Man.
That's about
super
it.
Cool, though, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that they introduced all these. It's just, man, I just thought it was really well done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, in short. And then, like, one of the last things that Vision, I got to be honest with you, man, it made me tear up. One of the very last lines that he says as this illusion essentially is fading away, this world that she's created,
mm-hmm.
And it's, like, coming in. I mean, she basically just had to, like, say bye to, like, her children that she, like, created you know in her mind or whatever this illusion, but Vision says something, man. God, he says, if oh we've already said goodbye before,
oh yeah,
so it like it
I know what he's talking
what
about.
Does he say, dude? It's such a good line.
We have said goodbye before, so it stands to reason
Yeah, the whole, like,
so
putting the kids to bed thing was interesting, too. She's like, she, like, turns around and she's like, you know, thanks for choosing me to mm-hmm. be your mom or whatever. Which, that's pretty cool, too, that the little speedster kid. So, I think he's in Young Avengers as well, but the little magic kid is called Wiccan, and he's in Young Avengers. Cannot think of it.
Somewhere, the kids that we went to school with, they're like super into Wiccan. I'm just like, finally,
they did it. One thing that I do think that they're going to do is I think that they're going to really push the Rambeau character,
mm-hmm.
Monica Rambeau. No, that's That's the mom?
It's the mom, right?
I think.
And then what's her name? Erica? No. Oh, boy. Rambo. Okay.
Okay.
In which, by the way, I watched, actually really, really liked Captain Marvel. I mean, really liked that movie.
You had never seen that movie?
No, wait. Of course I saw. I saw it in the theater. I'm just saying, like, oh, by the way, I really liked that movie.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
And I'm saying that, again, if you didn't interrupt, you'd find out where this is going. Hey, man, just teaching manners today on the podcast. We should. Is that the title of the podcast?
The manners episode.
The manners episode. And teaching our kids to be half as rude as we are. Basically, I remember we were on like episode 4 or 5 of WandaVision, and I turned to Anne and my wife, and I said, "Wait, Rambo? Oh, where do I know that?" And she's like, "She's the daughter of," and I'm like, "Oh, I made it through basically the entire Captain Marvel movie and just completely forgot that that lady's last name was Rambo, which is." I mean, come on, man. It's Sylvester Stallone and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's like Rambeaux. Like,
Rambeaux?
Yeah. Well, like the French, like the
Rambeaux.
Sort of New Orleans Rambo.
Yeah, I got you.
I don't know that I like love the character. I mean, I thought she was cool. But then when she started sort of showing like powers, I still don't really know what
happened.
She can do. Yeah.
Me neither. But I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, it was super cool. I didn't like her until that, and it's like, whoa, okay, this is cool.
Yeah,
I love Kat Dennings. Denning.
God, all right, man. She gets on my nerves a little bit, but
I like her.
Anyways, loved it. I can't wait for the next season. I think I said this on the WandaVision on our WandaVision episode. It really does kind of make me want to go back and just watch them all over, all the Marvel movies all over again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we go through these cycles in my house where it's like we'll go weeks. And weeks at a time of just like watching all the Marvel movies from start to finish, and then transitioning to, well, man, I'm in a Star Wars mood.
I was about to say, and then all the Star Wars,
all the Star Wars movies,
same,
minus the prequels.
Oh, which,
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
Well, what's funny is
it's so coarse.
I knew what you were talking about because you would only say like that I hate sand, but like only in that episode did I go back and listen that he keeps going and says
it's so coarse and against everywhere, and you're like, oh gosh,
that guy's the worst. One thing that this is something that my buddy Danny kind of brought up. Is the guy that plays the FBI agent, and I'm blanking on another great actor's name. The guy that was in Ant-Man 2, he's like the FBI agent.
Boy.
You know who I'm talking about?
I don't know very many of the auxiliary characters in Ant-Man 2.
No. He's in WandaVision, but he was like the guy that he was really fun. He's kind of the comedic relief or whatever.
Oh, you mean the guy that played Kim Jong-un in The Interview?
Oh, he did, didn't he? No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Did he?
Randall Park is his name. I'm sorry, Jimmy Woo is his name.
Jimmy Woo.
Randall Park is the character that he played.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, fans are like going nuts and like putting it out there. I think it kind of started this thing on Twitter like, hey, get this guy a new show. And
yes,
and every episode, let it be like an X-Files type.
Oh, my God.
It would be amazing.
Dude, full body chills right now, man.
I know.
That would be
so listen
incredible.
To this. So this happened, and then I guess like a few days later or like a week or so later, he posts something like he's like writing, and he's like, well, this is happening, and it shows him like working on like a pitch. So that would be amazing.
Oh, dude, that would be so awesome, man. That character, you're right, man. Like, it's cool because he usually plays a comedic character primarily, right?
What's subdued, though, too, which is...
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, in The Interview, or there was another one. Oh, did you ever see that movie with Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn, Snatched? They get... No, dude, that's the name of the movie.
Okay, keep going.
Dude, that's the name. Come on, man. That's the name of the movie.
I don't
they get
watch
kidnapped
those
or whatever.
Kind of movies,
dude, it is hilarious, man. Anyways,
yeah, Amy Schumer is so good. I actually used to like her a lot, and now I'm kind of over her.
She was good in that movie. I really liked that movie with her and the guy from SNL, Trainwreck.
Trainwreck. Was that the one that with LeBron awesome. James was in it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that he was actually was funny, too, in that movie.
Yeah.
Speaking of actresses that we don't like, I cannot stand. I like her on screen, Brie Larson. There's something about her off screen that she just gets on my last nerve.
Yeah.
She's super woke. Just too
Come
much.
On. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, no, I mean,
that's why I never really liked her much anyway. You know, she was in like Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Well, by the way, I liked her in that, actually.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, she
and
was cool in there.
She recently, like on her Instagram page, she did that song that she sings in it. Man, it's so good.
Is it that Metric song?
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I love that. That's such a good song. If you haven't heard that song, folks, go out.
It's a great song, but her in the movie, they recorded her vocals on top of it. And I actually like her
sound better.
Her version a little bit better. Yeah. Good, man. That's one of my favorite scenes in that movie too. And if you haven't seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World,
oh, it's great.
If you're into old video games, comic books, and all that stuff, you should watch it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's so stylized and like, it just it's amazing.
Yeah.
No, she just kind of gets on my nerves. Like, again, I think she's a great actress. I think she's cool as Captain Marvel. Do I really believe that she's like as badass as she kind of? I don't know that she totally pulls it off, but you know, I think she's fine. But
hold on, because my wife and I watched a movie over the weekend, and I know what you're talking about. So we watched this movie called The Rhythm Section. It's kind of like a revenge tale starring, what's her name? Come on, man. She's married to Ryan Reynolds?
Rosie O'Donnell.
No.
Dude, I've missed like 100.
Blake Lively. Okay. Yeah. She's a very pretty girl. Okay. But
in that's
this
all
movie,
women are good for, Woody?
No, dude. In this movie, what I'm saying is she doesn't have like the edge.
Yeah.
I think that some leading actresses do that are also just equally as pretty. Blake Lively did a really good job in this movie. And really, there's the only parts that I didn't really like were more like just sort of probably not really even writing necessarily. There's a couple areas where I found like, that's kind of a lame way to, you know, get that taken care of. But it was just hard to buy her as fully just bad of the bone. But they did a good job, and there's certain areas where it's like, okay, it's believable. But when it comes to Brie Larson, the one thing that I loved about her character when she's playing Captain Marvel is she still has this like sense of like, yeah, she's bad of the bone, but then there's also this like twinkle of like humor in her eye, like, you know, even it happens in Endgame whenever she's like,
yeah,
she like lands in front of Spider-Man and he's like,
hi, I'm Peter Parker.
Hey, Peter Parker, you got something for me?
Yeah,
you
know,
the way that she is, and if you like, that's, I feel like that's really how she is kind of. And so I kind of like that.
No,
I know what you're saying. Like there are things that are annoying about her. If you haven't ever heard it, look up the Chris D'Elia rant on her, and it's pretty hilarious.
My biggest thing is just the fact that, like, and listen, I get it. If like whatever like community you're on, you always kind of want to highlight and like, lift that community. But it's just like, she went through this thing whenever Captain Marvel was like right about to come out in theaters, and I mean, she's basically like bashing. I think she even said it. Like, she's like, this isn't a movie for, like, you know,
comic fans,
40-year-old white, you know, binary men. And it's like, okay, I get it. I get what you're saying. I get that you're saying that, like, this is inclusive to everybody and all that, which is great. But at the same time, it's like, okay, those men, those 40-year-old cis binary men, whatever.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows. Even the people that know what it means don't know what it means. But it's just like, it was like, those are the guys that carried comics on their back. Mm. Like,
well, I mean, you and I go into comic shops, or we did, especially pre-pandemic, maybe weekly.
I still do.
There's not a lot of look. Here's what I loved about Captain Marvel and these things. Even like, well, like just being forefront and everything, and there being like a strong, like both of us have daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's awesome as hell, dude. That like we can take them to a superhero movie, and truthfully, I mean, I don't have any beef with them being like, if my daughter was like, and she has before. If she was like, I want to be Batman, it's like, okay, cool. Here's the Batman mask that your older brother had. Boop,
oh, she's
running around. Yeah. But also, I think it's awesome that she can like look on screen. Like she's when we watch Dragon Prince or the Dragon Prince on Netflix. There's this elf, this moon elf character named Raylan, and she is, dude, she is so freaking awesome, man. It's like voiced by this this lady that who's got like a. Like a Scottish accent or something, and
love it already.
She's just awesome, man. And so Jane will be like, "Man, Raylan is my favorite character." and so like that kind of stuff is awesome. But like my thing always with any sort of like I understand, and you know I've talked about this before. I understand people's need or they feel the need to. Speak passionately about whatever it is that they're passionate about.
Right.
And then that's as what a celebrity, you have that platform and you feel like you have to do that. But let's just talk about smart business, man. Talk about why would you alienate any category?
Exactly.
Right? It's like, there's no point.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway.
I mean, we just got canceled, probably.
We will never get canceled because we're open-minded dudes.
Yeah.
I thought was...
One more thing, though. And talking about that, basically, and I think you and I both agree with this, it's cool if you're, like I said, it's like everybody belongs to like a community. Like Woody and I are like into, you know, comics and D&D and like, you know, we kind of have, like you guys that are listening, you're our community basically. And so I LGBTQ, like the trans community, like all that's awesome. Like, and if that's your community, that's totally cool. And I'm all about inclusion and representation. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, just because you want to lift that community doesn't mean that you have to put down other communities.
Right. And I think also just to kind of tag on to that, because I know that we have listeners in every single potential community or walk of life that there is. And bro,
which is awesome.
Both you and I have talked about this before. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But then how would any of our listeners feel if we just took a hard stand on one community, whichever it is, right? It would be terrible. It's not our place and we're not going to do it.
It's just stupid.
So, you know, like that's why like it's easy for on all sides of everything for people to just get offended. It's just like, man, just let's just, I don't know. I feel you.
Yeah.
I do.
Canceled.
You know, Jesus, there it is. Hey, folks. We're 28 minutes into our 28th episode, and we just wanted to say thank you because we're over.
Man, 28th episode. That's amazing, man.
That is amazing, dude. Hey, man, by the way, one of the reasons why this episode is seemingly so random is...
After these messages, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
America's future can be determined by our dreams and our visions.
It was very intense, bright light.
For over 200 years, there have been reports of giant, man-like creatures.
From another dimension, another world, I don't know.
The most intriguing mystery on the North American continent.
You're listening to That Would Be Rad.
Well, I'll tell you how I like to say it to my wife every day, and I go like this, I say... Well, babe, they say I'm having surgery next week. And so, yes, the truth is I am having knee surgery next week. You know, it's nothing humongous. Basically, I have a tear in my meniscus on one of my knees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things that it hurts like crazy, and I'm ready to kind of have it not hurt like crazy. So the surgeon's going to come in there, fix it up, and it will be golden.
Pretty cool. Yeah. I think you and I are the only two people that think that stuff's funny. God, funny.
Oh, boy. Funny.
Please cut that out.
No, absolutely not.
The whole, like, they say that I'm having to have surgery. Like, there's just this group of people out there that are just like, okay, you got to have surgery.
Because I've said that, actually. I've said that to multiple people, just waiting for them to be like, ha, ha, oh, man, that's funny that you say it like that. I don't get a...
We'll be praying for you.
Yeah. I'm with you there. I don't think they think it's funny.
No, it's not funny.
So I will say this, though, man, and I got to complain a little bit. Look, I am in an industry, my quote-unquote day job.
Hold on. Is this the rant part?
I don't know if I want to rant about that, man. No, let's not, man.
Let's go into
whatever. I don't want to be super...
like negative?
Grumpy and or negative, but I will tell you this.
I think it's a good episode. It's funny.
Can you know what would be great, listener? If you can just... You know, be on my side for just a second. I want you to imagine me not being able to hear what's going on in my headphones because my blood's boiling. Because every time I try to get a sentence out, Tyler has to interrupt me.
Is that the rant?
That's it. That's over.
That's the one.
Okay. No, but for real though, you know what I noticed at our friend's birthday party?
Well, our friend Jeremy's son, Graham, which we call Grambo. Man, full circle to Rambo earlier. Mm. It was his birthday party. Jeremy is a good friend of ours. He played drums for a brief period for our old band, The Modern Society, there at the tail end. And he's a good dude. And he has great kids.
He does. And anyway, one of the things, there's two huge observations that I had while at this birthday party outside. Number one. Man, we're getting old. Like, our conversations turn to, like, why don't these kids have their socks on? They're going to catch a cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wait, what? My gosh, we're old. And then two, there were some balloons that floated away.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, they did not look like the freaking UFO that flew over my house. Because that's what I'm looking right now. That's what I have to call it, folks. It was unidentified.
Yeah.
And it was a flying object. The balloons were flying over, you know, because anytime you have balloons at a party or whatever, kid's birthday party,
always
there's a high probability they're going to end up in the air,
gone.
But in addition to that, some of Jeremy's wife's Valentine's balloons were still stuck in a tree close to their house, and they were the kind that Tyler and I initially hypothesized, the type that could have been flying above my house, right?
Mylar balloons.
Yeah, but so we had that as an example to show that no way in the world it wasn't that shiny. It wasn't the same material. And then the other just normal sort of, what is it, latex, I guess? Just a normal balloon with helium in it. Whatever that material is.
Like rubber,
because those
right?
are more like a, yeah, they're more like a flat color.
Oh, no, maybe it is latex, actually. Because it is kind of like a latex.
Although there's so many people with like latex allergies now, I bet they don't make them out of latex anymore.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know what I'm saying?
I once knew a guy that, well.
Almost knew a bull.
I almost said boy, but something.
Almost knew a boy. It's like we're sitting on the back of the potato truck over here. Well, I almost knew. Sometimes your Northeast Georgia really comes out, boy. Anyhow, us observing these balloons in flight, in the air, we kind of pulled my wife to the side and said, see, those don't look anything, and they're not even flying, and they were pretty high up too. They were flying way slower and were a little bit more erratic as well.
Yeah,
whereas
that was, sorry to cut you off again.
Are you though?
No. And I mean,
we're seeing a pattern here.
I mean, that's been a pattern,
every episode
pattern that we've had forever.
Yeah,
no, that was the thing that I noticed mainly about your video, is that, like, I mean, it seemed like any little, like, wind gust would just make these things just go nuts. Like, just crazy. Like, all over the place. Yeah. And yours was not like that. It was just kind of like end over end over end.
Yeah, well, and then, like, the end over end thing, it didn't seem so erratic like these balloons that we saw at the party were. Mm-mm. It really seemed way more intentional, less random, I
controlled,
should say.
Controlled, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was just, that was wild, dude.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Jeremy, our friend Jeremy, Jeremy has like 10 awesome pinball machines. And from two people, Woody and I, that are horrible at pinball, it could be cool that we have him on to kind of talk up the pinball.
Yeah, especially like the brand and stuff, because apparently they're like really, really, they're just, I mean, whenever you see these things, they look incredible. He's got like a Star Wars one that's just amazing, and then a Stranger Things one.
The Stranger
Things. Both of those are like my favorites. But he's also got like a Munsters one, I think, and...
Yeah, he sent me a picture, actually, that he has like a new Avengers one.
Ninja Turtle? Does he have a Ninja Turtle?
Yeah, he has a Ninja Turtles. He has a...
Ghostbusters?
He sent me a picture. I'm looking right now. He has Ninja Turtles. He has Avengers, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, Stranger Things, Monsters, and Star Wars. I think that's all of them. But yeah, man, the Avengers one looks awesome.
I mean, you just named them, and I kind of just did the math in my head a little. It's not 10. I mean, but,
that's a lot of pinball machines.
That is a lot, yeah.
But they are awesome.
You know, it's funny. We talked about this the other day as well. I am terrible.
Me too.
At pinball.
Me too.
And you know, in a way, like, I've always kind of just shied away from them.
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't any good at them. Mm-hmm. And I would just be like, well, I'll just spend my quarter on Street Fighter 2.
Oh, every single time.
Yeah.
Now, those games actually used to be pretty good.
I would kill you.
No, you're crazy.
Oh, my gosh. First off, who do you choose?
Little known fact. Well, I'm glad you bring that up. Little known fact, you know, the first two, I think like statistically, as far as like the code written for the characters, Ken was actually the most powerful character. Hmm. Isn't that weird?
Is that who you chose?
Well, I did once I found that out. Him and Ryu were the same, but apparently Ken has like a little boost in like the coding, however all that works.
We're going to have to fact check that.
Okay.
I mean, I think I would sometimes choose Ken, but mainly Ryu is who I would be.
Well.
What about you?
I'll kind of go back and forth.
Dalsim.
I mean, Chun-Li in the quick kick was...
God, man.
Pretty...
My cousin, dude. I used to get so mad.
Yeah, total like cheat move, but... Man, but it was hard to
with
beat.
Ryu, yeah, not really, man. You do a backflip, okay, away from him, and then you just Hadouken.
Yeah, you do the little fireball the whole time, yeah.
And then you jump in, and then you do a front flip toward her after you do the fireball, and you do an uppercut.
Yeah.
Trust me, dude, I will destroy you.
Hey, speaking about other games, do you remember the other game, Streets of Rage?
Oh, yeah.
That was cool. Oh, another game that was really cool where you were like, it was like one of the first like sort of like superhero kind of games, but it was like its own world, and it was more sort of like vigilante kind of like superheroes. Mm. Oh, real quick before we get off, like before I forget, dude, we have got to talk about those pixels, those dice.
Oh my God.
Because I got an email today that said that the Kickstarter campaign starts tomorrow.
Man. That D20 is...
I'm getting it.
I mean, it's like you got to get it, right? How much is it? $40?
Yeah,
the thing is, dude, for $40, you could literally get...
1,000 dice.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you can get a bag full of just 1,000,000 dice, man. Yeah.
Okay, so what we're talking about is these dice are called pixels. They're kind of like Dungeons & Dragons dice, basically.
They're multi-sided dice that you can use for RPG games such as Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
I saw it. One of my best friends in the world, Matt Rollins, shout out to Rollins, on his like Twitter or something, he was kind of talking about, man, I should get into Dungeons & Dragons because these, for just to have this dice, basically, or just this die. And it was like, go ahead.
So they're basically these like Bluetooth dice that have LEDs on the inside, and I mean they're amazing. You like throw it down to like roll the dice, and like these like patterns. I mean, it looks like they're magic. It's like they're lit from the inside, and they kind of do this like sort of like shimmering kind of like, I mean, I guess pattern. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like like you don't roll it, right? It just kind of does the random number choosing, and within each number, imagine setting down like...
Well, no, you do roll it, because as you roll it, that like sets off the thing. So then you know, whatever number is facing up, it's like all these lights, and then that number lights up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I mean, it looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks incredible.
And what's cool is like they're so there's no holes in them or anything to charge. You put them in like the little dice box, and they're charged like your AirPods. And they also sync up to D&D Beyond and the Roll20 app. But man, they are a little pricey.
Yeah.
I mean, whole set's 200 bones. But the D20. Yeah,
dude, I mean, they are awesome, but I got to tell you, like,
that's a lot.
You know, there's a lot of like these dice makers that we follow on Instagram and stuff. Mm-hmm. And boy, do we sound, well, we're just going to own it.
We veered off.
Like Dungeons and Dragons. But that I want to kind of support. They just make these really cool looking dice and stuff. So I'm probably going to put some money into that before I get the digital one. And I'll let you get the digital one, see how it works, and we'll go from there.
I mean, it looks pretty cool. We'll give them a shout out, this company, because their Kickstarter, they're called Pixels. Whenever this comes out, the Kickstarter campaign will have already started. But I mean, for me, you know, people that play D&D, I mean, you're pretty much using your D20 96% of the time. So I think it's pretty cool. I mean, and once you see them, I mean, man, they're awesome. But
yeah.
I think for $40 for the one dice, it comes with the little charging box and the dice.
Yeah, I think that's worth it. Yeah. I mean, I do. I think that's a pretty, and man, what a cool like Christmas present idea.
Yeah.
Hint, hint, wives that are listening.
Yeah. Or birthday, because my birthday comes up in June, so pretty perfect.
Don't worry, bro. I got you. I'm gonna text your wife and tell her to get them. Boom, done.
There we go.
Done. You know what? Okay, so you're telling me we've got dice that light up and charge. I guess what, like via what Bluetooth? What?
Yeah, it's like
the charging pad.
Yeah, it's like all Bluetooth. Well, no, I mean as long as they're just like in the box. They're charging.
Oh, okay, in the box. Yeah, like AirPods, I got you. So they're charging. We've got all this technology, but we can't figure out how to make an Apple remote not get all kinds of crazy whenever I sit on it.
Dude, same here.
I hate the new Apple remote so much, man. Why?
They're so tiny,
I mean, well, and like the whole touchpad thing, like it makes it impossible to like
fast forward. Pretty sensitive. No. Actually, the fast forwarding, I didn't understand how that worked, but now it's so much easier. Are you doing it right?
Yeah, I'm doing it right, man. You can either use your thumb to like scroll,
no,
or you can like tap.
Well, you tap and then you push forward and scroll.
Yeah, no, man, it sucks, and it doesn't do right on certain whatever apps. You know, like HBO does it differently than Hulu, and YouTube TV does it differently than whatever. Man,
yeah,
it just makes me angry. And then don't let it get stuck in the couch cushions, man, because then all of a sudden it's just gonna start fast forwarding on its own.
Yeah, and if you're in my household, my daughter spilled ketchup. Actually, you know what? I may have actually dropped it in the ketchup. Now that I'm thinking about it.
That's foony.
But it is so foony. But it would not like work. I had to basically get like a razor blade and go inside around the edges, and they're pretty fragile.
Yeah, no, man. And they also... They just get lost so easily.
They
man.
Do, yeah. Speaking
oh,
of...
You know, sorry, no, real quick. Now it's my turn.
I was actually first.
Son,
okay.
My brother does, in fact, have my Lord of the Rings
Oh,
books.
I saw that. You text me that.
So right now he's listening. He's smiling. He's laughing it up.
Yeah, that just made his day. Yep.
Real cool, bro.
Speaking of... Oh, man, this actually reminds me of a couple things. Speaking of, a couple weeks ago, I take Amelia to 2nd and Charles, which is a really cool, like... It's kind of like a
used bookstore.
It's like a
but they also have like used all kinds of stuff.
They have like used like toys and like action figures and games and records, and it's pretty cool. It's kind of like a Borders, I guess, used to be, but cheaper. But anyway, I found The Hobbit, like just for the in the little free basket outside.
What?
Yeah.
And you got it, right?
I got it.
I mean, you didn't just leave it there.
But okay, then, and I just remember this because they're actually still in my trunk. Saturday, Amelia and I went. And just out front, there was a huge stack of vinyl. It was like a ton of like Beach Boys,
nice.
The Beatles. Oh, ooh, what man. Was it?
Look at those serial numbers, bro.
The Cars. Yeah, I mean, they're not like pristine condition, but I mean, man, just they're in like the free box. Bro. That's awesome.
Yeah, man, that's amazing.
Yeah. I feel like this episode just pretty much started off the rails.
Yeah, man, I came in hot, dude. It's because I came in hot because I was intentionally, I mean, initially going to just, you know, I just got off this phone call.
Just talk about it.
Well, let's because, you know, when you're having surgery, you got a million phone calls to have. First, you got to talk about the pre-op. And it's like, dude, you just print me in the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I know I'm not supposed to eat after midnight. I'm essentially a gremlin.
A gremlin. That's, dude, I was about to say the exact same thing.
You know, and so that's basically all they got to say.
Do what a gremlin's supposed
yeah,
to do.
That's all they have fine. To say. You go into the doctor's office, you say, oh, bad news. They say I'm having surgery. They hand you a piece of paper that says, pretend you're a gremlin just for tonight. Mm-hmm. And then I say, yep. Oh, okay, cool. Well, instead, they got to call you a million times. They leave you voice messages from an automated thing. And I don't mm-hmm. know if we should put this in the podcast. It's very long and kind of pointless.
Well, you got anything else, Woody?
No, I just want to say, you know, we've got upcoming shows that we have in store, upcoming episodes that we have in store. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about. We're going to do a recap on the mini campaign that we just played in Dungeons & Dragons. So all you Dungeons & Dragons fans out there that are listeners, we're going to feed you with that. And I'm super excited because we're going to have our Dungeon Master and another one of the mm-hmm. players in. We're all just going to kind of talk about the fun that we had, the campaign in general, things that happened, and then the humor behind it. So that's something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. We've also got several just that we've been kind of, again, not avoiding, but kind of pushing down the line that now that we've talked about, you know, cryptids and UFOs and stuff that we're going to be bringing in. And so some of those I'm super excited about talking about. So, you know, we've got a bunch of awesome episodes in store. If mm-hmm. you are a new listener, first off, thank you for joining us. And to all our current listeners, we say it every single week, maybe ad nauseum, but we certainly appreciate you. We just, you know, are just amazed by this community that we have, you know, people that we can talk to about all the fun and weird stuff mm-hmm. that is in and around our lives.
Yeah. If you want to contact us, the best place is Instagram, which is, I would say, probably the bulk of all of our sort of social media content mm-hmm. is Instagram's kind of the place to go. You can shoot us a DM if you have anything you want to tell us, a story or whatever. If you want to send us anything that's more long form and you feel more comfortable with email, it's thatwouldberadpod@gmail.com. Yeah, so we appreciate you guys, you know, coming back week after week and listening to us just ramble and the mindless nonsense typically that we talk about. But, you know, it seems to be up a lot of you guys up your alley, I guess.
Boy, right? I did not know where you were.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was kind of just flying blind there for a minute.
Let me just add that there are a couple different ways that you guys can support us because I know several people have asked, and we've got a lot of people that are kind of asking, when are we going to do a Patreon and stuff? And the answer is not yet, but in the future, relatively soon-ish, I guess. But there are several mm-hmm. ways that you can support us now. First and foremost, by just kind of, again, interacting with us, sharing our Instagram posts, but also just telling people that you know at work, at church, at school, you know, friends, family, whatever, telling them to give us listens. Because the more people that listen, the more that we have, like, that people have access to also finding us.
Yeah.
Another mm-hmm. way is, you know, if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, which I think the last time I checked, it's a close race, but I think Apple is still beating out Spotify in terms of where people are listening. Yeah, if you listen to us on Apple, you know, take 5 seconds and drop us a review. That also does a lot of good for us to kind of help get noticed. Mm-hmm. And then,
and if you give us a 5-star review, we'll anything that you guys write, if you leave a little message, we'll read it. Yeah,
we'll read it on air and give you a shout out. And then, of course, another way that you can not only support us and this show, but also just kind of make everyone around you jealous is visiting our merch shop. And you can do that by going to shop.spreadshirt.com/thatwouldberad. And there's hats, shirts, sweaters, sweatshirts, hoodies,
cardigans,
coffee mugs,
trousers.
All that stuff. that you can get, and that is a great way to support us as well. So,
and a better and easier way is probably just through our Instagram, our little link tree. It'll shoot you straight to the merch store. So, but yeah. So we appreciate you guys coming back week after week and just being with us on this little journey. We appreciate you so much. We love you, and as always,
be rad. And that's the way it goes.
You always said